I had a meeting last week with Bill Brandt, who's the chairman of the chamber, and Brian Payton, who's a member of the board of the Chamber of Commerce, regarding issues of membership and issues of how we can reduce overhead of the chamber. And one of the discussions was potential of us becoming a significant member of the Dunwoody Chamber of Commerce. I think it's in the interest of the city to be supportive of this organization. It's important to us as a city that the organization be successful. And I think we need to do everything within our capability to support the efforts of the Dunwoody Chamber of Commerce. This is one of the first ventures that was launched in our city, and it's an important part of our community. And if you read our mission statement, it definitely says that there are two stakeholders in our community, one being the residents of the community and the other one being the business community. And these folks do a great job of representing the business part of our community. To kind of give a description of the membership categories that the chamber has, they range anywhere from $175 for a minimum membership up to $25,000 for a platinum membership. I would say the platinum membership would get you a lot of goodies, and I think that it was probably in that line that they would like to see John Wayne participate, because they would have given substantial revenues to the effort. I don't think that's in our budget, and I wouldn't recommend it to our group here tonight that we participate, but I do think that we ought to become a member, and my suggestion is that we become a member at the $1,200 level. This would be a significant membership level for Dunwoody. It would be a level that would allow the chamber to go out on the street and say, one of our members is the city of Dunwoody. They feel it's important that we get here. And I would like to recommend that we make that membership public, and it be publicized as much as we can to assist in the membership drives. The second issue having to do with trying to curtail the cost of operating the Chamber of Commerce would be the possibility of some way assisting them in reducing the cost of their monthly expenditure. Today, they're spending about $4,000 a month on rent and utilities and other expenses associated with having a standalone chamber. And I met with our city manager, Warren, and he suggested that we may have some space available in our complex here at City Hall that we could work with the chamber on using that space for a period of time, 12 months, 6 to 12 months maybe, during which time that they would be able to work and get a larger membership that would sustain the higher expense base. And in doing so, they would pay a fee that would be associated with what our cost structure is and our cubicle. I think, Warren, you gave me a number somewhere between $500 to $1,000. And this would equate to what our current cost, the current cost of the chamber, about $4,000 a month in direct overhead per month. The city could also provide an operator receptionist role where the phone would be answered to the Chamber of Commerce through our technology, our system, our telephone system. And I would like to see us do this for a period of 12 months to facilitate and show our additional support for the chamber and its operations. And I would like to see both our membership as well as working with them in terms of the space as a vehicle for reducing their overhead be considered by this body.
Okay. Any questions?
Would they be moving out of the current location? Yes. Basically, yes. So they wouldn't be keeping both?
No.
Okay. And I guess the only concern that we have, and I know just from the court sessions, and this could probably be managed, is traffic flow, because our landlord here in the past couple of weeks with the court sessions, you know, it's hard to keep people from standing in the hallway during a court session. You can't run them out of the building, per se. But I know the management company's had some issues with that, and I just didn't know how much traffic is in and out of there. It's not something I know the answer to.
Yeah, I don't, Warren, you might have that answer. I don't know
how much daily traffic they get in and out of their building.
I have no problem with the concept of locating here. It's just, I'd hate to see that in 90 days, the management company says, whoa, you know, you guys are subleasing or something.
I don't really see it being a traffic-intensive thing. They do have people coming in because of where they're located now. It makes a nice place for a pet stop to get a cup of coffee. That would not be the case here, being in this building. And they wouldn't be located on the storefront location. That really is an inviting situation. And quite frankly, it's very attractive, but it's one that we just need to make sure that the chamber is viable as opposed to the railroad section has been viable.
Any other questions on the thing?
I just, you know, I think the important, I talked to Brian about this also, and just the idea is we have to decide as a city, you know, how important is the chamber to us? And I think Danny hit it on the nose. It is important to us. I think the other thing I would just bring up is that in all cases here that we always ask our city attorney, you know, is there anything here that we may be overstepping any rules, regulations, anything in our charter or in our bylaws or as far as having someone in here from the chamber, number one, and number two, you know, is it legal that we, you know, become a member of the Chamber of Commerce and use public funds to do that?
You always have gratuity concerns, but if you charge them rent, that should be abated. I don't see an issue with them, the city actually joining as a member of the chamber. It would be like any other organization, so I don't think those two issues present an overwhelming concern.
Okay, good question, thank you. Any other questions on this, comments, Robert?
We also should check the lease to make sure that we have the ability to sublet a piece. And I was going to suggest that instead of us giving them cash and then charging them rent, perhaps we could give them free rent as a gift in kind, right? And just allow them to hang the shingle here, work out of this, not charge them rent, but make that be our financial contribution to them instead of us trying to budget. Because we're not using that space anyway. It's not generating revenue. We don't need to make a profit off having them here. But it might keep us from having to worry about the next group that wants us to fund them. If we don't fund them, we just allow them to park here and use space we don't charge them for.
Any other town reasonable? Any other questions on that? Okay. All right, this one, discussion on the elimination of a voting meeting.